Once volunteers began training, they received further daily questionnaires on their phones. They were asked to rate their pain, both mental and physical, on a scale of 1 to 5. They were asked if they thought of quitting and if they thought their instructors wanted them to graduate. They were also asked about their sleep, their hydration, their nutrition, and their own confidence that they would graduate. Dr. Saxon's sample proved pretty representative in their rates of completion of the course. As she reports in the Journal of Medical Internet Research, 56% were successful, 23% dropped out of their own volition, and 21% were removed for a mixture of medical, safety, and performance reasons. Analysing the data for those who dropped out, Dr. Saxon found that neither performance on physical standards, such as hikes or aquatic training, nor physiological measures of heart rate, work output, hydration, nutrition, and sleep duration, predicted who would throw in the towel. Nor, among psychological factors, were conscientiousness, neuroticism, openness, or agreeableness relevant. But extroversion, or rather introversion, was. Using scores for that parameter and also for positive effect, Dr. Saxon was able, retrospectively, to predict with 70% accuracy who would drop out. She also showed when the towel was most likely to be thrown. A majority of droppings out happened just before a series of timed drills conducted in a deep water pool in full uniform. These drills are designed to test candidates' ability to perform tasks underwater, holding their breath in a chaotic environment. What the Marine Corps trainers will do with this information is not yet clear. They could use it to winnow out likely failures before the course starts, though that might seem unfair to introverts who would nevertheless have made it. Or they might choose to identify those who need a bit of encouragement to throw themselves into both the literal and metaphorical deep end, on the presumption that having done so, they will then take the rest of the course in their stride. Either approach would presumably reduce the dropout rate. What you can be sure of, though, is that the course itself will not be made any easier.